churches together in Mattershall. And so we are especially blessed this morning as we welcome the Reverend Betty Trinder, who has come to speak to us this morning, and especially as by now Betty should be having her feet up enjoying retirement. So we thank you that you have stayed on and that you are with us here this morning. So we warmly welcome you and look forward to your message to us this morning. So let's just pause before we start our time of worship today and just offer ourselves to God as we come together.
No, I didn't know.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Our first song this morning, or hymn, is My God, How Wonderful Thou Art. Can you see the words? Let us just pause for a moment as we come to God to say sorry for those times when we know that we have let him down. God, our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will for our lives. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For behaving just as we wish, without thinking of you. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For failing you by what we do and think and say. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations in the world about us. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us.
Save us and help us.
May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We shall now sing, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Love to sing your praises.
I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show.
Let's do that. Let's lift up his name.
Lord, I lift your name. I love to sing your praises.
Pauline will now bring us this morning's Bible reading.
Reading this morning comes from the letter to the Philippians. It's reading verses 12 to 18. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone can hear me. Good. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for inviting me to preach for the last time before my retirement. I expect I'll be preaching plenty more after my retirement. But the churches in Mattershall have worked really well together, and it's been a joy and a privilege to share worship with you all from time to time, not least the Good Friday Walk of Witness and that open air joint service that Sally was talking about, and also the World Day of Prayer. Well, you've been studying Paul's letter to the Philippians, so you will have already worked out when it was written, about AD 61, and that Paul was imprisoned when he wrote this letter. The city of Philippi was named after King Philip II of Macedon. He was the father of Alexander the Great. That's something I didn't know. That's a useful piece of information for your quizzes. King Philip was the father of Alexander the Great. It was a prosperous Roman colony, which meant that the citizens of Philippi were also citizens of Rome. And they prided themselves on being Roman. They dressed like them and they spoke Latin. There weren't many Jews there in Philippi, not enough anyway to permit a synagogue. And so Paul is writing to a very early church founded on the new way of believing in God through the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Not an easy task by any means. From the beginning of chapter 2, he's teaching them how to imitate Christ's humility. And verse 10 said, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ as Lord." When you think of 7 billion people in the world today, imagine if everyone would bow the knee and confess Jesus is Lord. The task seems very daunting, and it would have to Paul too. But without his tenacity, even when locked up or locked down and facing execution, he holds on to his faith and the knowledge of salvation, which is available for all. Whatever obstacles put in our way of spreading the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, it cannot be as many or as difficult as it was for Paul. He begins our reading for today with a cheery greeting. "Therefore, my dear friends," Paul does not place himself any higher than the church he is leading, just as Jesus, nearing his crucifixion, called his disciples his friends. So Paul carries on using Christ's actions as his example. And that is what is telling us to do today. He says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed." He's talking about obeying God, not himself. "As you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Work out your salvation all the way to the end of your earthly life. Not as in working and good deeds to earn salvation, but to the expression of our own salvation through spiritual growth and development. Salvation is not merely a gift received once and for all. It expresses itself in an ongoing process in which the believer, all of us, is strenuously involved in building on this relationship with Jesus, learning from him and acting like him. I've been on my journey of Christian discipleship for just 26 years. I didn't come to bow the knee to Jesus until I was 40. Even after my retirement, I will continue to work at growing in spiritual awareness till the day I die. and not through fear and trembling, which suggests doubt in that salvation if I do anything wrong. Rather, it is for us to have an active reverence and awe and single-mindedness of purpose in response to God's grace. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. The next instruction of Paul is probably the hardest. Do everything without grumbling or argument. And you ask your children or your grandchildren to do something and they do it under sufferance. Oh, okay. They're not really putting their heart and soul into the task. I've yet to belong to, lead, or be part of a church that hasn't had some grumbling or arguing. Even in the best of families and friends, there are occasions when we disagree. Just look at how many variations of the Protestant church there is. Called the Protestant church because they were protesting Catholics under Martin Luther 500 years ago, and they formed their own church, the Protestant church. Well, King Henry VIII established the Church of England. John Wesley left the Church of England to form Methodism. William Booth left Methodism to form the Salvation Army. There are three Protestant denominations in Mattishall and seven in Durham, but just one Catholic church. Why, when we fall out with one another, do we walk away without trying to resolve our differences? The Church of England and the Methodist Church have been in a covenant for 17 years, but still can't agree totally so that we might see ourselves joined together once again. Working out what is the will of God rather than what is the will of men and women is the key to spiritual growth. When we realise, like Paul, that we are here to serve God in our own time and space, not serving our own agendas, then humility comes and we become more of one mind and purpose. Paul encourages us by saying we will become children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then we will shine among them like stars in the sky as we hold firmly to the word of life. If we behave no differently from those who do not believe in salvation, how can we possibly pass on this wonderful news? We've all tutted at the sights of the thousands breaking social distancing rules by crowding on the beaches, having parties in the parks, as if the law does not apply to them. They are single-minded for their own desires and not thinking of the consequences for those who may suffer through their neglect. We cannot grumble about them and then go and do likewise. We have to stand out as shining stars where there is so much darkness. People need to be drawn to the light and thus begin their own journey of faith in the salvation that comes through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So many people have prayed throughout this crisis that it will soon be over and that we can get back to normal. The problem is that normal is us behaving like a terrible virus on an innocent planet, taking, plundering, polluting, not considering the cost, so long as we get what we want now. If nothing else, we want the new normal to be a million times better than the old normal. The way of Jesus is the only way to save this planet from humankind. If we are all Christ-like, we can only love him and serve each other. Paul is growing Christians in the midst of a hedonistic city called Philippi 2,000 odd years ago. We are the same minority that he spoke to. And when they got it right, and we in turn get it right, then his mission has been fulfilled. He and we will not have labored in vain. Even if we are poured out and worn out through the sacrifice of our service, we should be as glad and rejoice as much as Paul did. So God bless you all as you work closer together to be shining stars in Mattishall and wherever you find yourselves. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Betty. You have blessed us. And now I should like us to bless you as you head towards your retirement and whatever, wherever God will take you next. We know he's moving you off to North Norfolk, but whatever that will mean for you. So I invite all of you here. Betty, could I ask you, would you be willing to open your palms? And then I'd like us all to hold up a hand and let's just pray God's blessing on Betty in this new step in her journey with God.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Betty. We thank you for all that she has given to our community and the place in which she has served for the past 5 years. We thank you for the lives that she has touched, for the words that she has shared, and we just ask that you will be with her now as she moves on into retirement and what that means for her. May she know the riches of your many blessings, for the blessing she has been to us. We give you our grateful hearts and ask that you will bless her richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sally.
You're very welcome. Now, it's good to have the opportunity to declare our faith. We don't just do this on a Sunday morning, but we do this each day in different ways. But today we are declaring our faith together. So let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing.
Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness.
He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
And every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
We shall now sing, To Be in Your Presence.
To be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire. This is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire. desire. This is my desire. Oh Lord, this is my desire.
We shall now share the piece together. So I invite you to have your hands ready to do the waving, and because we cannot physically touch each other, but we can wave to share the peace with one another. Blessed be Christ, the Prince of Peace.
Praise the Lord,
Praise Christ, who is our peace.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Patricia will lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray. We pray for our Queen, who is a Christian example to all of us, and also our bishops, Graham, Jonathan, and Alan, our diocese, and for those in government and authority, and also for our key workers all over the country. Father God, we offer our prayers to those who are sick or in hospital, or in need of prayer. I offer you Tom Cross, Jean, Pete, Barbara, Jackie, Della and Stephen, and James. And also I pray for those who are grieving the lost loved ones. Father God, all healing is with you. We can only bring them to you and offer our minds in love, tenderness and sincerity. Grant them healing if that may be, but above all, grant them your peace and joy, that they may know that you are with them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray for persecuted Christians all over the world, especially in this coronavirus lockdown. We pray for one of the charities, Barnabas Fund, who have basically fed 500,000 people in 32 countries. I'd like to bring you Barnabas' prayer for today. O God of love, in these difficult times, when many have lost their jobs and some have suffered terrible hunger and deprivation due to COVID lockdown, fill us to overflowing with your love, a love that never fails, but always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Keep us from selfishness or greed when resources are scarce. Make us generous and cheerful givers who show our love in practical care for those who in need, as we continue to trust in Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. May we show forth the love of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Father God, we pray for our community, our churches and schools, for families suffering hardship through sickness, redundancy, bereavement, financial problems, and separation from their families. We pray for our older generation, for their protection in these difficult times. Give them your love, and let their anxious hearts be strong and fear not. Father, I pray for our ministry team, for Mark and Fiona and family, especially Mark, during these difficult times. We also pray for Sally, Andrea, and our lay ministers, Jackie, Alan, and Mel, church wardens and worship team, and our church office staff, and all those who offer their time and love in our church. We thank you for all the blessings, however small, that you bestow on each and every one of us. Father God, we commit our prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I invite you now to join in saying together the Lord's Prayer, and please use the version that is closest to your hearts. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord God Almighty is our Father.
He loves us and tenderly cares for us all.
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Saviour.
He has redeemed us and will defend us to the end.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is among us.
He will lead us in God's holy way to God Almighty. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory today and forever.
Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning in worship. A special thank you to Betty and for being with us today. And I'd just like to pick up on something that you said as after our blessing, we have our final hymn chosen by Betty, and that's for all of us to think about how we will work out the will of God here together. So thank you for your word to us this morning, and please do stay on board after the service. We have 5 minutes to go make a cup of coffee and to come back, and we will be put into chat rooms where we can catch up with friends old and new. So let's just be still for a moment and have our blessing, and then we will sing God is Working His Purpose Out. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. And thank you also to Patricia.
So hopefully you'll be able to stay with us. As Sally has said, we'll be having breakout rooms where we put people in groups randomly, because that's the only way we can do it. There'll be about 6 or 7 people in your group if you do manage to stay with us. Looking forward to see you in 4 minutes and 37 seconds time.
Thank you, Alan. Would you like to?